Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, good morning. A little cloudy from my Fort Collins studio today, but it's supposed to get up into the high 80s. Last couple days, a little bit of a break from the high heat. I understand it's going to get back there the next few days. Next week, we're going to have a lot of 90s again, which is seasonal for this time of the year. It's been a really been a tough year in some ways. A lot of things happening. We're going to cover a lot of that today. One of the things we're going to cover in the second hour, our dog training expert, Ben Garcia, is going to come on. And there's been a record number of dogs having to be rescued off trails because people have pushed them beyond their limits, or they've gotten their paws torn up, or they're not hydrated properly. So we're going to talk about that because it's a big deal. You love your dog. If you're taking it out there with you, make sure you understand not only your capabilities, but that dog's capabilities, and you have the right equipment. We'll talk about that in the second hour. We're going to talk a lot of fishing today, both fly fishing and conventional. You know, it's a tale of two different states. The West Slope is hurting for water, but we've got pretty adequate flows over here, and we even had a more than adequate flow down the Poudre. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit during the course of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about invasive species today. A lot of people are going in and out of the state. Last year, we had 100 boats come in that checked positive for mussels for the whole year. We've had over 100 already this year. We're going to talk about that and how it could affect our ability to access our waters. Programming note, the next 2 weeks after today, we are moving over to 1600 ESPN from 10 to noon. There's going to be a Broncos training camp specials on the next 2 weeks on The Fan. So you'll find us over on ESPN 1600 from 10 to noon for the next two Saturdays. And if you can't catch us, get the signal from 1600 AM, you can still listen online. Just go to The Fan app even and hit the menu, and there's a place to pick it up. So all that will work, and we will podcast everything. Let's go to the phones. Joining us from the Blue Quill Angler, one of our favorite fly fishing contributors, Chris Steinbeck. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm sure you heard that intro. It's really across the state of Colorado. It's been a different picture everywhere you go, isn't it?
I tell you, Terry, it was spot on with what you said. And it's just over here, we have some really good flows, and oh man, they're hurting on the western slope.
No, they really are. The west slope is gotten more than its share of dry weather. We're seeing a lot of stream closures. A lot of people are giving up on fishing. So, Chris, tell me, let's start with some of the waters you fish where actually things are going pretty well. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I tell you. So we've been fishing a lot on the South Platte, you know, out of Cheeseman and down at Deckers. And, you know, we get the Cheeseman Lake, they worked so hard all spring to fill that up, and all summer finally got filled. They're flowing a little over 200 CFS out of the dam, and that water temperature has been nice and cold. It's been running right about that 43 to 45 degrees in the morning out of Cheeseman. And that is just, it's produced some great fishing in through the canyon and all the way down through Deckers. Because they cooled the water off, we've had to go a little smaller on our fly choices up in Cheeseman. But down at Deckers right now, you can get away with bigger dry flies, little nymphs. The fish are really, really happy, and life is good right now down at Deckers.
Yeah, and that's a great area. By the way, folks, if I did a video piece on my YouTube channel, Best Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, fishing at Deckers, if you want to check that out. It's close enough to Denver to be real popular. Are there a few other places maybe up along the South Platte that maybe don't get quite as much pressure, even if you have to hike in a little bit?
Yeah, I tell you, there is. Higher up the drainage, the Dream Stream hasn't been too crowded at all this summer. You know, the river that flows right behind Spinney Reservoir and connects 11 Mile. The flows are real good out there as well, and the fishing could be tremendously fun up in South Park right now. And higher up than Spinney, if you go to the middle fork of the South Platte, right along like the Badger Basin unit or the Tomahawk unit, there's still good flows coming through those little drainages as well. And that, Terry, as you know, is hopper paradise right now out there. So it's just a ton of fun for fly anglers.
I love the hopper dropper season. Number one, with my bad eyes, I can see that hopper on the water compared to a 22 Adams or something. And then I don't have to make a delicate cast. I mean, hoppers plop down with a clumsy attitude, so my fly can do that. So it really bails me out in fly fishing. And, you know, in all seriousness, hopper droppers are just an effective way to really fish, especially, well, for all anglers, but even new anglers, because it is a little bit. How do you decide on the fly below your dropper? Say you're doing a hopper, but the fly below and how long of a leader?
Yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question. So a lot of times what we look for is the depth and how much water's coming down in terms of current speed. If you traditionally we're fishing, you know, anywhere from about 2 to 4 feet of water. And so my dropper a lot of times is going to be 18 inches to 24 inches. That's my rule of thumb. And in terms of picking out what dropper works well, the advantage for fly anglers right now is we have several different species of aquatic insects that are active. And what that means is there's not one magic fly that's going to catch all those. And so the fish are really opportunistic right now. They're pretty hungry. But I will say this time of year, we get a lot of our mayflies in terms of the PMDs really active. And those are a really dark brown color body. So a lot of my droppers this time of year, I go for either a red or a brown color. And as we start shifting into, you know, end of the summer, early fall, that will start transitioning to a little smaller and darker in terms of blacks and dark grays. But right now, go big, size 16, size 18s. Try to find red flies, brown flies, like Copper Johns, pheasant tails, and you name it, they could work pretty well right now.
What's your take on beads? Do you almost always use a bead for a dropper to keep it down? Do you use a tungsten bead, a copper bead, or do you just go without a bead sometimes?
That's another great question. So a lot of flies nowadays are tied with a lot of tungsten beads, which are just – tungsten's a really heavy bead as opposed to the traditional brass. And so a lot of times if I have a tungsten beaded fly, that's all I need. Now, if I'm in a situation where that current's flowing a little quicker – and I'm not confident that dropper's getting down too fast, then I might add additional split shot about 12 inches in front of that fly just to help it get down.
All right, so hopper droppers. I think we're going to see quite a few hopper droppers throughout the season. Boy, I've seen a lot of smaller hoppers this year, too, when I've been out. There's some big ones, too. Do you look for the hoppers in the area, or are they opportunistic enough where you just try a couple different?
You know, a lot of times throughout the day, we'll just try it. You know, they're seeing enough of them right now. Like you said, there's hoppers pretty much everywhere. You know, you get definitely a range of sizes and a range of colors on them. But a good rule of thumb is right about the size 8 to a size 10 hook and like a yellow or a tan body hopper. That works really good. And a lot of times, if you're in a river and you see a lot of willows off the edges and are kind of overhanging the edges of the river, it's a great place to throw that hopper fly.
What about, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, you've talked about the South Platte, how good it is, and we know the West Slope is struggling. But what if I want to go over to the West Slope? How about some of the still waters over there in the higher alpine lakes?
Yeah, this is the time of alpine lakes. Backcountry fishing right now is prime. The cutthroat fishing, the brook trout fishing up high, this is just such a fun time of year for it. The great news about those fish, too, is they're not too picky. You can throw big, bushy, attractor dry flies at them. And you just go to some of the most beautiful spots of Colorado doing that type of fishing. You know, the South Park Lakes, Antero and Spinney are fishing really good. So we have options, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things, too, you know, there's been a lot of voluntary and mandatory closures over on the West Slope. But a lot of those rivers that even don't have closures or that are voluntary are still fishable. But the key is really to pay attention to the water temperature, isn't it?
You know, as guides, we check multiple times throughout the day. And you want to take care of the resource. You want to take care of the fish. And so there's times like right now when the water's really warm And warm for trout means anywhere over 65 degrees. That's when it becomes really detrimental to the fish. They become really stressed out. But they, you know, a lot of times the early morning fishing right at daybreak is still really good when you still have some of the cooler water. And so even if you're in a river that you're a little nervous on water temperatures, just keep checking the temps. If it's over 65, let the fish take a break. But just know that if you get up early, you can take advantage of some really solid fishing hours in the morning time and have a lot of fun before that sun really bakes the water and warms it up a few degrees and makes it become almost too warm for the trout.
You know, this is also because we've got the hopper dropper going on, we've got some good dry fishing going on in a lot of places. This is a good time if you were thinking about taking up fly fishing, and the lakes too can be a little easier sometimes, at least learning to cast. This is a good time. Are you guys offering a lot of classes right now?
Oh, you bet. We do a one-on-one class every week here at the shop where we teach people all the fundamentals of fly fishing, and then we get them out on the day in the water. And every Saturday, and we start this here, we've been doing it all summer, but it gets going about 45 minutes at 10 o'clock this morning. But we do a free class here at our shop every Saturday. And you don't need to register or anything. You just show on up here, and we teach you how to cast, how to rig up a rod, and go over some of the basics of fly fishing, and really get to a point of saying, oh, this is something I really want to do, or it's not for me.
Yeah, and it's just a great time because, you know, I've always been a big advocate of at least going to a class or maybe even book a guided trip, because you got to find out the little nuances, and you should do that before you go buy a lot of equipment, really, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and our guided trips and our classes, they come with everything you need for the day. And so, you know, there is a little investment when you get going and fly fishing, although it's not as big as what people make it seem to be. You are spending a little bit of money. So before you do that, make sure you really, like, if you take a class, you take a guide trip, then you'll know, like, oh, this is something I really love to do, and it's worth it. And you're going to have much more confidence in going and buying that fly rod, knowing that you're actually going to want to put it to use and know how to put it to use.
How do people find the Blue Quill Angler, Chris?
Yeah, so you can find us online. Our website is www.blue is in the color, Quill, Q-U-I-L-L, angler.com. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, all the platforms. Or as simple as give us a call up here at the shop. You know, we've been up here in Evergreen for 30 years, and we really take pride in helping people get into the addiction of fly fishing and helping in any way that we can. And so if you guys out there have any questions, call us at 303-674-4700, and we're happy to help in any way we can.
Last question. It's going to be a little cooler today. There's some storm activity the next couple of days. Always a chance of that in the afternoons here coming up, but it's going to be back in the 90s. If you were planning a trip for the early part of next week, where would you go?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. For me, if I was going to go fishing early part of next week, I'd really take advantage of what our stillwater fishing has to offer right now. I could still throw my hopper patterns up on the stillwaters. The damsel fishing's really good up there, where you could strip leeches or fish a damsel nymph underneath an indicator. And so I think if I was going this week, I'd do some of the backcountry fishing, or I'd go up to probably Antero or Spinney and have a great time. In terms of river-wise, I would try to find that cold water. And right now we're just so fortunate to have that here close to the Front Range via Clear Creek and the South Platte. And I think we have good local options that could get it done.
All right. All right, my friend, we will talk to you again soon. Thanks for that great information.
Hey, great talking to you, Terry. Thank you very much.
You bet. Chris Steinbeck from the Blue Quill Angler. We're going to take time out. We come up, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to talk about the invasive species and how they are or aren't affecting our waters here in Colorado. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.